Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of Jonah, the first chapter, verses 1 through 16. That is the book of Jonah, first chapter, verses 1 through 16. Now I'm going to read from the New International Version Bible. And the scriptures go as follows. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. Verse 4, then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up. All the soldiers were afraid, and each cried out to their own God. And they threw the cargo into the sea to lighten the ship. But Jonah had gone below deck, where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. The captain went to him and said, how can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will take notice of us so that we will not perish. Verse 7. Then the sailors said to each other, come, let us cast lots to find out who is responsible for this calamity. They cast lots, and the lots fell on Jonah. So they asked him, tell us, who is responsible for making all of this trouble for us? What kind of work do you do? Where do you come from? What is your country? From what people are you? He, meaning Jonah, answered, I am Hebrew, and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land. This terrified them, and they asked, what have you done? They knew he was running away from the Lord because he had already told them so. The ship was getting rougher and rougher, so they asked him, what should we do to make the sea calm down for us? Pick me up and throw me into the sea, replied Jonah, and it will become calm. I know that it is my fault that this great storm has come upon you. Instead, the men did their best to row back to land, but they could not, for the sea grew even wilder than before. Then they cried out to the Lord, please, Lord, do not let us die for taking this man's life. Do not hold us accountable for killing an innocent man, for you, Lord, have done as you please. Verse 15, they took Jonah and threw him overboard, and the raging sea grew calm. At this time, the men greatly feared the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows to him. I want to speak today on the topic, you can run, but you can't hide. Amen? Amen. Let's break down this scripture. God has given a word to Jonah to go to Nineveh and preach against their wicked ways. Jonah ran away from God, ignored what he was told to do, and boarded a ship to Tarshish. Jonah failed to do what God told him to do, which is a sin. He compounded the problem by running away. There are a few things to be considered. Number one, Jonah was a prophet. A prophet receives the word from God and is supposed to deliver that word. Number two, Jonah was given specific instructions by God. Number three, Jonah decided not to do what God told him to do. Number four, Jonah ran from God. Number five, you can't run from God. God already knew that Jonah was not going to do what he told him to do and that he would run, because God knows everything. God could have intervened and stopped Jonah in his tracks, but he chose not to. You know, God does have a sense of humor. He let Jonah get all the way on the ship and then sent a mighty wind on the sea. The storm was so intense that the ship was about to break apart. Everyone else on the ship was afraid that they would die. Each person cried out to their own God. Meanwhile, good old Jonah thought that he had gotten away from God and fell into a deep sleep below deck. Imagine his surprise when the storm arrived out of nowhere. The saints tried to find out who had caused this tragedy and started asking questions among themselves. When it was determined that no one else had done anything to cause this storm, they turned to Jonah. Now remember, he was in a deep sleep and was chilling below deck. They woke Jonah up and they basically asked him for his name, rank, and serial number. Jonah admitted that he was Hebrew and worshiped the living God. He even stated that God created the sea and the dry land. The sailors became even more terrified and asked Jonah what he had done and knew that he was running from God since Jonah had told them this previously. Well, the sea was getting rougher and rougher as they spoke to Jonah. They asked him what they should do to calm the sea. Jonah told the men, he said, look, throw me overboard and the storm will stop. He admitted that this was all his fault. And so the sailors decided to try to outrun the storm because they did not want to be responsible for the death of Jonah. Now, the storm prevented the ship from leaving because it was so strong, and the men threw Jonah into the sea, and the storm ended at that time. Now, saints, think about this situation for a sec. You're on a cruise ship in the middle of the Caribbean. A mighty storm comes, and you find out that one of the passengers on the ship is responsible for this chaos. We all know that if we had found that person, they would have been thrown overboard a whole lot sooner than Jonah was. That's just keeping it real. God calmed the storm after Jonah was thrown into the sea. Jonah's disobedience could have cost people their lives. He caused a huge amount of stress to the sailors and could have sunk their ship. They tried to run. Jonah meaning he tried to run, but he couldn't hide. All of this could have been avoided if Jonah would have just done what God told him to do and try not to run from it. Amen. Now, God got some glory out of this. Don't get me wrong. Because as it said in the later verses of this scripture, the men greatly feared the Lord, and they offered sacrifices to the Lord and made vows to him. They came to know God as a result of Jonah's disobedience. So it wasn't all bad. But let's get back to good old Jonah. Jonah's disobedience was ridiculous. But we can't judge Jonah at all. You see, in our own lives, there have been times where we knew without a shadow of a doubt what we should do, but we ran away from the task. There are consequences when we run, as shown by today's scripture. Our choice can have a negative impact on us as well as the people around us. Amen. We are thankful that God is a merciful God and a patient one at that, because God waits for us to do what we know is the right thing. God even tells us through his word that we should do what is right. When we run and do the exact opposite of what God tells us what we should do, then we have sinned. And God must reel us back in, pun intended. If you are having a hard time in your life, check yourself and make sure that you are not running from what is right. The chaos in your life might be your storm in the sea. Amen. God can fix what is broken now, and that includes you. Amen? So, in closing, saints, seek God and stay on a narrow path of righteousness, and remember that you can run, but you can't hide. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord our God, in the name of Jesus we come, giving you praise and thanking you, Father, for this word. We repent, Father, for all the times that we ran and did what we knew was wrong versus listening to you and doing what's right. Please forgive us, O Lord. Help us to overcome this, Lord. Help us to seek you, Father, and your guidance and your will and your way. Father, we thank you and we pray that this message will be reached the entire world. We pray, Lord, that you'll be glorified in it. We pray, Lord, that people will be drawn to it and that they will seek you and your way of life. Father, you are God. We thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord, and ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.